So today Jesus uses a pretty cool image here, right? He says that though, when he goes away, the people that are remaining, they need to have what lit? Do y'all remember? You remember? Yes, sir? Oh, what? Your Advent candle? You need to have your Advent candle left lit? Sort of. That's good. That's close. Do you remember what he said you need to have lit?
Your heart.
Okay, your heart. Close. Yes? Your candle, your lantern, right? So I got a couple of lanterns in here, if we could. So do you think that when Jesus was saying, hey, look, when I go away, you need to have this ready for me. You know what that is? You ever seen one of those?
No.
No. What is it?
It's a chicken.
It's a chicken or a rooster, right? And then if you squeeze its tail, what happens? Oh, look at this. How about this lantern? Can you guys see this lantern? It's a flashlight. Shaped like a rooster, and I don't know, maybe if you listen closely you can hear what it says. Listen, see if we can listen up. Ready? So do you think that Jesus said, hey, when I go away you need to have one of these ready? Is that what he was talking about? No, not quite. But it is a good idea if you ever go out when it's dark to have one of these, right? To have a flashlight. And it might be good to have like a rooster too, so you can hear the sound. Or was Jesus talking about something else that we might put on? How about these? What are those?
Glasses.
What kind of glasses?
Light.
You got to figure it out. How about this? These are Christmas tree glasses. You think that Jesus was saying, hey, look, when I go away, you need to have these ready? Hey, these are pretty cool though, right? Because they light up and they have a couple of the different settings. So when I'm gone, he says you need to wear lights on your eyes so you can see what's going on. Is that what he means?
No.
He wants us to be ready though. Even though this is cool, like Christmas is coming up and you might get some really goofy stuff, like some glasses that light up. Or you might get some really cool toys. But the whole idea, my friends, the whole idea of the lanterns and the light is that Jesus is the light. Jesus is the lantern. Right? Would you say that's true? The light of the world comes here. You want to hold those onto those for a second? So Jesus is saying, look, when I'm getting ready to go, you need to be ready for me. And then, so see, what was happening is some people were thinking, well, Jesus was going to come back with like this fireworks show, and he was going to have these cool Christmas tree glasses on and this rooster flashlight that would light up. But he didn't come like that. He didn't come in grandeur. How did he come? He came in how? Yes, ma'am. He came as what? He came as a baby, like the simplest, most sweet, most innocent gift that the world sees. He didn't come in grandeur, he didn't go, da 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 da. He came as a baby. And he says, I love you. I'm going to take on the form of one of you. I'm going to be a human being. And I'm going to show you. I'm going to be the light to the world of how you are to live. How you are to love. And what's beautiful about the image of Jesus coming as a baby is he shows us that it's important to be us, to be a human being. And that's what he does. The beauty of the incarnation is that Jesus became one of us. He says, I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to be the light for you. And we need to be ready. This Advent season, my friends, is a chance for us to prepare our hearts. Advent season is about us letting our hearts be ready for God. Can I give you guys a homework assignment?
Yeah.
All right, so listen up. Okay, listen up, everybody. Okay, my friends. Alright, this is like the most important homework assignment ever. Okay, because next week a very special day is going to happen. What day is that? Christmas. Okay, so listen up. Alright, listen up everybody. This is an important homework assignment. Because Christmas, I hate to tell you, it's not about gifts. Christmas is not about presents. It's about who? It's about Jesus. So this is the homework assignment I want you to do. I want you, before you open Christmas gifts, I want you to say to everybody, whoa, hold the phone. Before we open gifts, we need to pray. Okay? And I want you to do that. Okay, listen up. I want you to listen up, please. Because when you stop to say to Jesus, thank you for the gifts you give me. Thank you for coming into our world. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for taking away my sins. When you say that to Jesus, you understand the true meaning of Christmas. If we get ready for our gifts and we just rip into our gifts and open up all of our presents and we forget the reason why we're celebrating, Jesus is going to be very sad. And we don't want Jesus to be sad, do we? So your homework assignment before Christmas, I want you as a family to pray, to say, Jesus, thank you. Do you think this was too hard of a homework assignment? I hope it's not. I hope it's not, because Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason that we celebrate this great feast. And with the energy and the excitement level that you have today, I'm feeling a little sorry for your teachers who are going to get to handle you the rest of the day. Okay, but do me a favor, everybody, and do Jesus a favor. Before you open gifts next week, prepare your hearts, light your lanterns, say to Jesus, thanks. Thanks for coming into our world. Thanks for your freedom. Thanks for the salvation that you promise us. My friends, as we continue our prayers today, we ask Jesus to be in our hearts, to help us be ready, to help us light the lamps in our hearts so that we can shine the way for our Lord. He loves us a lot, right? He loves us a whole lot. That's why He came into our world. That's why we celebrate Christmas, because Jesus comes among us. As we continue our prayers today, we ask the Lord Jesus to be here with us, and we ask Him to help us get ready for His coming. We ask Him to help us to celebrate Christmas with the true meaning for the season.